Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 782. Visible translated text is as follows. Defendant's Exhibit 91, Conta came there. He told him that it would not be necessary for him to work just at that time, that he could go out on the street and enjoy himself for 4 hours, then come out to the factory at 6 o'clock in the evening from 6 to 6:30 and o'clock. Frank stated that he went on duty and worked until 6, Lee returned at 6 o'clock, went on duty, and Frank left the building at about 6:15. On his way out, he saw Lee sitting on a packing box outside the door of the factory, talking to a man by the name of Gant. Lee told Frank what Gant was staying there for, and after considering, allowed Gant to come upstairs for a pair of shoes which he had left there the day before. Gant then stated he left to stay with Lee while he did so. Frank then continued until he left, which he said that Lee did not remain long after he left home. He said that he became worried about 7 o'clock, in his building, knowing that he had discharged him for some kind of fault. He continued to worry about it until he telephoned the building and therefore called up Newt Lee on the telephone at 7:30, as he knew it was the time for Lee to punch the clock at that hour, and he would hear the telephone ring inside of the office while he made the call. The clock, although I am not sure, I think he said he made the call at 7:30. When Lee answered the phone and talked to him, and he told him to go over and look at the building and see if everything was all right. Lee replied that he had already looked. I can't have left the building. Lee replied, yes. Frank then asked him if everything else was all right, to which Lee replied yes. And he hung up the receiver, and at about 9 the night he retired to go to bed. And I believe now that that is the extent of my interview with Mr. Frank. Question. Yes, I am working in the interest of the National Pencil Company to find out who is responsible for the murder. Mr. Black and I requested that he go through with this private interview with Lee and endeavor to get any information that he might be withheld from either of us or the detective department, and told Mr. Frank to impress upon Lee the importance of telling the whole truth in the matter and do whatever he could to persuade Lee to tell the absolute truth in the matter. Mr. Frank said he understood, and we sent him in to talk to Lee. I have no way of knowing what Frank said. They were both together privately in the room there, and we had no way of knowing except what Lee told us afterwards. Defendant's Exhibit, 92 Harry Scott's report to the Pinkerton Agency as follows. Mr. Frank stated that on Saturday, April 26, 1913, the factory of the National Pencil Company was closed down, and that only two of the employees reported for work, namely Mary Fagan and Lemmy Quinn. He stated that he had been at the factory on the fourth floor and that he and Frank had talked to the girl on the fourth floor until about 12 a.m. and that at 12:10 p.m., a girl employee of the factory named Mary Fagan called at the office for Mr. Frank for her wages, and she received $1.20, either in a $1 bill and 2 dimes or 2 half dollars and 2 dimes. Mr. Frank personally handed this girl her wages, after which the manager of the factory, Frank's office, and walked towards the door of the office adjoining Mr. Frank's office, which leads into the metal department. And as she went to the door, Frank said goodbye, and she had disappeared yet, when he, Mr. Frank, replied, goodbye, and the girl had went out of the factory, as far as Mr. Frank knows, as she did not see anything of her during the afternoon. About 12 o'clock noon, Miss J.A. White entered the factory and went to the top floor where her husband, J. Dot Answer. White was working, and at 12:45 p.m., Mrs. Frank went to the fourth floor and in the presence of Mrs. White told Denim and White that he was going to lock the doors, and Mrs. White then left the factory. But White and Denim informed Mr. Frank that they had not finished their work, and Mr. Frank then told them to remain until 4:37 p.m.